بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. In the previous section, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that Musa alayhi salam prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for water. So he made a dua, he made a special prayer for istisqa, seeking water for the people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted 12 springs, asked him to hit the rock, and then the water gushed forth from there. And there are 12 springs because there were 12 tribes. So for 12 tribes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave each tribe, قَدْ عَلِمَ كُلُّ أُنَاسِ مَشْرَبَهُمْ. Every group knew their place of water. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that He gave them the Torah, He gave them the message of Allah, and also some of the, Allah said, we took the covenant and the agreement that was made, and the tour was shaken. They saw that visibly, that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving the message. But people forgot that. And also told them to follow the rules of Saturday, Sabbath. They should observe that. Some of them broke those rules. Now in this section, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning another command of Allah that came through Musa alayhi salam. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تَذْبَحُوا بَقَرَةً قَالُوا أَتَتَّخِذُنَا هُزُوًا قَالَ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ قَالُوا ادْعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُبَيِّنْ لَنَا مَا هِيَ قَالَ إِنَّهُ يَقُولُ إِنَّهَا بَقَرَةٌ لَا فَارِضٌ وَلَا بِكْرٌ عَوَانٌ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ فَافْعَلُوا مَا تُؤْمَرُونَ قَالُوا ادْعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُبَيِّنْ لَنَا مَا لَوْنُهَا قَالَ إِنَّهُ يَقُولُ إِنَّهَا بَقَرَةٌ صَفْرَاءُ فَاقِعٌ لَوْنُهَا تَسُرُّ النَّاظِرِينَ قال ادع لنا ربك يبين لنا ما هي إن البقرة تشابه علينا وإنا إن شاء الله لمهتدون قال إنه يقول إنها بقرة لا ذلول تصير الأرض ولا تسقي الحرث مسلمة لا شية فيها قالوا الآن جئت بالحق فذبحوها وما كادوا يفعلون. And remember, in the name of Allah, the Most Merciful, the Compassionate, and remember Musa said to his people, Allah commands you to sacrifice a cow. They said, do you take us for a laughing stock? He said, Allah save me from being one of the ignorant ones. They said, can your Lord call your Lord for us to explain to us what she is? He said, he says, she should be a cow, neither too old nor too young, but of an age in between. So do as you are commanded, as you are ordered. They said, call your Lord for us to explain to us what color she is. He said, he says that she is a bright yellow cow, gladdens those who look at her. They said, ask your Lord to us to explain to us what she is like. Cows are all alike to us. And if Allah is willing, we shall be properly guided. He said, he says, Allah says, she is a cow not trained to till the soil or water the fields, sound and without blemish. They said, now you have brought the truth. Then they slaughtered her, though they were about not to do that. So Musa alayhi salam told them that they should sacrifice a cow. It is our scholars, they say this is because a murder happened and nobody knew who was the killer, and people are arguing and fighting about that. So later will come that how this is going to be shown. But so Allah told them that Musa alayhi salam said that go and sacrifice a cow. And they said, what is this? Are you laughing at us? Are you making us fool? Atattakhuduna huzuwa? And you know, laughing is not a problem. But sometimes people laugh as to ridicule. So, are you ridiculing us? I mean, why are you telling us to cows? Sacrifice a cow? There is a murder here. And he said that, no, I'm not acting as a fool. I'm serious. I'm giving you a serious command of Allah. Inna Allah ya'murukum. Allah is telling you to sacrifice the cow. So then they started asking you what age, what color, what kind, all these questions. And as the hadith says, Abdul Prasam said, if they would have sacrificed any cow, it would have been enough. But they made complicated for themselves. Shaddadu fa shaddadallahu alayhim. They made it hard for themselves, so Allah made it hard. You know, when people try to start hair splitting, scribbling, then this is what happens. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so they said, what is this? What is this? Mahiya. What kind of cow? That means, what is the age? They said, not too old, not too young, in between. Awanum bayna dhalik. Fafalu ma tu'marun. Do what you are told. Don't ask too many questions. Still, they said, but what is the color? So color of the cow, when they said, safra, faqa'u lawnuha. Bright yellow color. So if the tasurrun nazareen, look beautiful. People who look at her, they feel happy. They see nice, nice cow. Right? They still wanted to ask more question about that. Said, but so many cows like that. Which one? What kind? Give us some more explanation. Then he said, it should be a cow that is not used for tilling the ground, tilling the field, not used for carrying the water, not used for anything else, not as a beast of burden. Nobody had taken a ride on it. So they have taken that, all that. So they said after that, now you brought the truth. Now we know that. And then they did it, but actually not willingly. فَذَبَحُوهَا وَمَا كَادُوا يَفْعَلُونَ. But at least in the end they said, إِنْشَاءَ لَمُهْتَدُونَ. Inshallah, we will be guided. And since they used the word inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them the tawfiq also. They were able to do that. So this is... Now this is story as that the questioning about the color and the age and the size and the qualities of the cow, this is not mentioned in the Bible. There are some other books that mention that. But it is mentioned that they were very particular about the cow. So much so that they say that it should be yellow or red heifer. And they say, not a single non-yellow hair it should have. Some of the rabbis made it very particular. It should not have any hair that is not yellow. It will be absolutely yellow. And they say that nothing should ride on it. They said, even a bird cannot sit on the back. If the bird sit on the back, no. So rabbis became more, making it more complicated. And they said, even that, what kind of rope you should use for this cow? So color of the rope, and the kind of the rope, and the material to be used in the rope, all of these things happen. And they were not able to find that. So later, in the stories come, in the Bible says that, Well, that they used to have that until they used to have this sacrifice until the second temple was destroyed. And then after that, they say the third time that temple will be built when they find that cow. And then the Messiah will come and will clean the ground by, you know, they say that the cow should be sacrificed, burned, and from its ashes, the ashes to be mixed with water, and then the ground should be washed from that. And this will be done by the Messiah. So there are people who want to build the temple, and you must have heard in 2018, some people in Seattle, they said they have found a red heifer, and they are trying to grow up that red heifer, so expecting the Messiah will come, and then they will go and wash the ground, and then they will build the temple. But, I mean, this is not what the Quran talks about. Quran is not talking about that. The issue that is mentioned was, it says something that is all that is mentioned in the Bible, and that is that there was a ritual among the early Israelites to sacrifice a cow. It's mentioned in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 21, verses 1 to 7, and it is said, if someone is found slain, lying in a field, in the land that your Lord God give you to possess, and it is not known who the killer was, your elders and judges shall go out and measure the distance from the body to the neighboring towns. Then the elders of the town nearest the body shall take a heifer cow that has never been worked and has never worn a yoke, and lead it down to a valley that has not been plowed or planted, and where there is a flowing stream. There in the valley they are to break the heifer's neck. So they cut it, slaughter it. And the Levitical priests, there is a tribe called Levites, and so they are Levitical priests, they are supposed to do the function of priests. So the Levitical priests shall step forward, for the Lord your God has chosen them to minister and to pronounce blessings in the name of the Lord and to decide all cases of dispute and assault. Then all the elders of the town nearest the body shall wash their hands over the heifers whose neck was broken in the valley. So that cow is killed. And now they come and they wash their hands over the neck. And they shall declare, our hands did not shed this blood, nor did our eyes see it done. So it's kind of a vow that they are going to make at the sacrificial cow. So it's possible that some reference is related to that story. But the Quran mentions it in the context like, you know, in Surah Al-Baqarah, takes its name from Baqarah. This is the story. From this, the whole surah is given the name. Although the names not necessarily refer to the subject matter of the surah, many surahs have names either from the name of an animal or the name of a human being or the name of sun, moon, night, day, you know, different kind of names are there in the Quran. So that doesn't mean that is the subject matter. And this is not the subject matter of the Surah Al-Baqarah. But because this is an important story where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the people and us, we believers, Muslims, we have to take the lesson. And the lesson is that when Allah commands you, don't squabble. Don't try to hear the split. This, people do that. And don't make things complicated. So try to follow in a simple way. Do not complicate things. Because sometimes people try to make it difficult. So that's what the hadith says. shaddadu fa shaddadallahu alayhim. They made it hard, they made it complicated, so Allah made it complicated for them. Like some people started going to monasteries and say, we are not going to marry, we are not going to do business, we are not going to eat this, we are not going to eat that. Okay. Allah said, do that. And then it was difficult for them to do it. So Rasulullah SAW used always to emphasize that, yassiru wa la tu'assiru. Don't make things difficult. Because very often when people become very religious, they become very strict in this and that, all of this thing. And make things difficult for themselves and their families and the people. And say, haram, 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 everything becomes haram. So Islam says that as you should not make halal what is haram, you should also not make haram what is halal. And al-halal bayyin wa al-haram bayyin. Haram is there and halal is there. And follow that. So this surah takes its name from this important incident. It reminds the believers that they should follow Allah's command, and also should not make them complicated by quibbling and hair splitting. Baal ki khal nikalna, people say. So that make it very difficult for themselves. So this very important point that is we can learn from this. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about that, what happened after the sacrifice of the cow, why it was. وَإِذْ قَتَلْتُمْ نَفْسًا فَادَّارَأْتُمْ فِيهَا وَاللَّهُ مُخْرِجٌ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْتُمُونَ فَقُلْنَا اضْرِبُوهُ بِبَعْضِهَا كَذَلِكَ يُحْيِي اللَّهُ الْمَوْتَى كَذَلِكَ يُحْيِي اللَّهُ الْمَوْتَى وَيُرِيكُمْ آيَاتِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ فَهِيَ كَالْحِجَارَةِ أَوْ أَشَدُّ قَسْوَةً وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْحِجَارَةِ لَمَا يَتَفَجَّرُ مِنْهُ الْأَنْهَارُ وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَشَّقَّقُ فَيَخْرُجُ مِنْهُ الْمَاءُ وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَهْبِطُ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ وما الله بغافل عما تعملون. Remember, you killed a man and then began to quarrel and accuse each other about it. But Allah was determined to bring forth what you were hiding. So we said, strike him with a part of it. Let me pick up part of the cow. Thus Allah will bring the dead to life and will show you his signs, so that you may understand. Then your hearts were hardened, so they became like rocks, and even severe in hardness. For among the rocks, there are some from which rivers gush forth, and others there are which, when split asunder, water comes out from them, and others which fall down for fear of Allah. And Allah is not unmindful of what you do. And Allah is not unmindful of what you do. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that there was a murder that happened. And people were fighting and quarreling among themselves. Who killed him? Nobody knew about the murderer. So Musa alayhi salam says, Allah will let you know what you are hiding. Somebody killed him, but nobody is telling. So sacrifice the cow and use part of the cow and hit the body of the dead with that part of the cow. And the person who is dead, he will come to life. Miracle happened. And I mean, it doesn't mean that now somebody killed you, use that. But this was Musa alayhi salam, prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wanted to show them. And thus Allah will revive the dead and show you his sign. Signs are sometimes used in the meaning of a miracle. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. So he said that when they did that, the person who was dead, he spoke and he said, so and so killed. And then he died after that. So they realized that. So that was the purpose. But they made it so difficult, all of these things. I mean, they want to show them that sometime it can happen also. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it possible for them. But the hearts were still hard. ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ. I mean, you saw a miracle in front of you. a very, very moving miracle. It can shake the people. It will bring them to tears. It will make them, oh, wow. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does. But still the hearts were hard. ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ. And hearts are like that. That's the hardness of the heart is a terrible thing. And people sometimes they do horrible things. If the heart is hard, they kill human beings. They destroy the lives of the people and make things miserable for people. Because they don't feel that. They don't have any feeling towards other people. Happening all over. They're happening now in different parts of the world. How people do that because of their political views and their greed. You know, there are people who go in order to loot somebody, kill. Kill the innocent children, kill the innocent men and women. Why? Because they want to loot their money and they want to take that. So that's the harshness of the heart. ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ. And the Prophet ﷺ used to remind the people that have your hearts soft. In the books of hadith, there are chapters called Kitab al-Raqaiq, Kitab al-Raqaq. The ahadith of the Prophet that will make the heart soft. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kindness, Allah's mercy is mentioned, Allah's punishment is mentioned. So people shake, their heart shake and become soft. Softness of the heart is a great thing. Softness in the spiritual sense. Love of Allah, the fear of Allah, all of these things. And from when they said that if go and put your hand on the heads of the orphans and your heart will become soft. ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ. And then your hearts become hard after that and they become like rocks. فَهِيَ كَالْحَجَارَةِ. And even worse than in hardness, even more severe in hardness than the rocks. Because some rocks are those from which the rivers come. It happened. Just mention that. أَذْرِبْ عَسَاكَ الْحَجَرَ فَانْفَجَرَتْ مِنْ حُسْنَةَ عَشْرَةَ عَيْنَ. That is, 12 springs came out from the rock. So some rocks produce water. And also there are some rocks that the water come out from. Some rivers come out, some water come out. And some of the rocks even fall because of the fear of Allah. As Allah says in the Quran in Surah Al-Mumtahina, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَوْ أَنزَلْنَا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ عَلَى جَبَلٍ لَرَأَيْتَهُ خَاشِعًا مُتَصَدِّعًا مِّنْ خَشَةِ اللَّهِ. If the Quran would have come down on a rock, it would have broken asunder. خَاشِعًا مُتَصَدِّعًا مِّنْ خَشَةِ اللَّهِ. You know, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Musa alayhi salam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show him himself, Allah said, it will be difficult for you to see. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show him a reflection. فَلَمَّا تَجَلَّى رَبُّهُ لِلْجَبَلِ جَعَلَهُ دَكَّ. And the mountains on which Musa alayhi salam, the mountain crushed. Mountain crushed. Because of that. And Musa alayhi salam fell down unconscious. خَرَّ مُوسَى صَعِقًا. So that is even the effect, the thing that this is nature, but nature is affected by certain things. So the human heart should be even much more receptive to the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَشَّقَّقُ فَيَخْرُجُ مِنْهُ الْمَاءُ وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَهْبِطُ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ خَشْيَةُ اللَّهِ. The awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. the awe of Allah, the reverence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. The people who know, the people have the knowledge, they are the one who fear Allah. Those who are they say all kind of things about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because they don't know whom they are talking about. إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Surah Al-Anfal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the believers are those, when Allah is mentioned, their hearts tremble. إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. When Allah's ayat are recited, they increase their iman. They listen to the Qur'an and the Qur'an affects them. So that is when the Quran says, لَوْ أَنزَلْنَا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ عَلَىٰ جَبَلٍ لَرَأَيْتَهُ خَاشِعًا. If we had revealed this Quran on a mountain, the mountain have broken asunder. The point is that you human beings should be even better, more receptive to the message of the Quran. So here Allah says that this is قَسْوَةُ الْقَلْبِ, the harshness of the heart. And the heart is very important part of the body. It does not only, its function is not only to pump the blood, its function is also to bring consciousness and awareness. The Quran mentions, that's why the Quran talks about heart a lot.
أَفَتَتْمَعُونَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا لَكُمْ وَقَدْ كَانَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ يَسْمَعُونَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ يُحَرِّفُونَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا عَقَلُوهُ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا وَإِذَا خَلَا بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَى بَعْضٍ قَالُوا وَتُحَدِّثُونَهُمْ بِمَا فَتَحَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ لِيُحَاجُّوكُمْ بِهِ عِنْدَ رَبِّكُمْ أَفَلَا تَعَقِلُونَ أَوَلَا يَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا يُسِرُّونَ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ وَمِنْهُمْ أُمِّيُّونَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ الْكِتَابَ إِلَّا أَمَانِيَّ وَإِنْ هُمْ إِلَّا يَظُنُّونَ.
Do you hope that they will believe for you? While there was a group among them who used to hear the word of Allah, and they, after understanding it, used to pervert it knowingly. When they meet those who believe, they say, we believe. But when they meet each other in private, they say, shall you tell them what Allah has revealed to you, that they may engage you in argument about it before your Lord? Do you understand not? Do they not know that Allah knows what they conceal and what they reveal? And there are among them some illiterates who do not know the book except baseless wishes. And they do nothing but conjecture. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after mentioning some of the episodes, some of the stories from their life, now is mentioning that, speaking to Muslims, to believers, saying that you are hoping that they will come and accept Islam. I mean, most of them, not everybody, some of them, they did accept Islam. He said that these people, they are not going to accept Islam. You may hope, you may have this desire, this wish that they will accept, but they will not, because they used to hear the word of Allah. It's not that this first time in hearing. They used to hear the word of Allah, then they used to twist it. يُحَرِّفُونَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا عَقَلُوهُ. After understanding, the twist. So tahrif, is Quran has mentioned that some of the people were involved in tahrif. Tahrif is two types. Tahriful lafz and tahriful ma'na. Sometimes even the words could be, they will twist the words and change them. And sometime, a lot of time, most of the time, the meaning was changed. Meaning to suit your own thing. So, people use the scripture to suit their purpose. To make it justify whatever they are doing. Whatever their opinion, whatever their action, they try to twist the verses of the Quran, the verses of the Bible, the verses of the scripture for their own purpose. And that's also tahrif. So tahrif means you're twisting the words and twisting the meaning of the words. So Allah said that some of them, they used to do that after knowing what is the obvious meaning. You know, words have to be, should be used for their obvious meaning, unless there is a reason that you tell you that no, this is not in the way that it, you have it, but it has a, another meaning. So you have verses sometime need that you look at other verses and see that similar words have been used in some other place, and then you do the tafsir by other verses. So we call it tafsir al-Qur'an bil-Qur'an. That is commentary, making an interpretation of the Qur'an through the Qur'an. Or sometime you use the hadith for that. Or sometime you explain it but understand it under the spirit of the Qur'an and the sunnah. Not outside the spirit. So sahaba's explanation, the companion's explanation, great scholars' interpretation, all of these things are there. So it's not that do whatever you want. And you take any verse and do whatever you want. So he said, this is forbidden. ثُمَّ يُحَرِّفُونَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا عَقَلُوهُ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. And the other thing is, some of them were munafiqeen. Sometimes they would come and say, we believe. But actually they were not believing. As Allah mentioned in the beginning of this surah, وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا. When they meet the believer, they say, we believe. وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَىٰ شَيَاطِينِهِمْ قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ. When they go to their own devil, they say, we are with you. And you are just laughing. So here Allah says, وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا. When they meet the believers, they say, we believe. وَإِذَا خَلَىٰ بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَىٰ بَعْضٍ. When they are with each other in private, I mean, when they come in public, where they are Muslims, they would say, but then when they go in their private, they will say, don't say that this is the Prophet of Allah. Because then they will argue about you. They say, we don't know. So, are you saying that? They say, فِمَا فَتَحَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ. They will argue with you on the Day of Judgment. Don't you understand that? So sometimes they're saying that, be careful. Well, how you answer, how you say that? And Allah says, أَوَلَا يَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا يُسْرُّونَ وَمَا يُعْلِنُ. Don't they know that Allah knows everything? Whatever they hide and whatever they reveal, Allah knows everything. And then also, there were some, that these are the people who are more knowledgeable among them. But then they are common people. وَمِنْهُمْ أُمِّيُّونَ. Ummi is a person who does not understand, has no knowledge. Also, one of the meaning of the ummi is that the person who is illiterate, he has not gone through any schooling. So, those are mentioned in the Quran. The Arabs were ummiyin. وَالَّذِي بَعَثَ فِي الْأُمِّيِّينَ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ. He is the one who sent among the ummiyin, a messenger among them. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself was ummi, but ummi in the sense that he did not go to any school. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, revealed upon him. That means he did not learn from anybody else. The message came to him from Allah. So, but then there are people who are, so to be ummi does not mean that because the Prophet ﷺ was ummi, so must be ummi, everybody should be ummi. No. Islam is, that was a specific case of Rasulullah ﷺ. Allah gave him the message, Allah gave him the Quran, Allah gave him the knowledge. And he is the one. All the libraries of the world is not sufficient for the knowledge that he has given. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him knowledge. عَلَّمَ الْإِنسَانَ مَا لَمْ يَعْلَمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught him, اِقْرَأْ بِسْمِ رَبِّكَ الَّذِي خَلَقْ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the message. But then other people, they should learn. And also when they are learning the book of Allah, it's not just enough to read the book of Allah. It is also to understand the book of Allah. So So he said, وَمِنْهُمْ مِيُّونَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ الْكِتَابَ إِلَّا أَمَانِي. And then among them, the people who do not know the book except just some wishes. So they just read and they say, I'm getting so much sawab. And that's it, and don't understand the book. And don't pay attention to the book. Because the book is there for what? For the purpose of understanding. It should be understood. People should pay attention. وَمِنْهُمْ أُمِّيُّونَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ الْكِتَابَ إِلَّا أَمَانِي. وَإِنْهُمْ إِلَّا يَظُنُّونَ. And they are nothing, they are doing nothing but conjecture. They are having their own wishful thinking, their own ideas, not understanding the book and the purpose of the book. So that was Allah SWT mentioned about them, but imagine that what is happening today among Muslims. A large number of them, they don't pay attention to the meaning of the book. A lot of people don't read it, and even those who read it, very few who understand it and pay attention to the meaning of it. So minhum ummiyun la ya'lamun al-kitab illa maniyya wa inhum illa yadhunnun. So tahrif, as I mentioned, tahrif means corruption of the words or meanings. When this is done knowingly, then it becomes a major sin. And then it says, some were hiding the true teachings of the Torah, especially the teachings about the coming of the last prophet, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they used to hide that. Because in the Torah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned there will be a prophet who is going to come. So there is prophecies. They are bisharat, good news given about the coming of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But they used to hide that. They used to say, oh, it has something else. It has a different meaning. For example, in the book of Deuteronomy, one of the books of the Torah, chapter 18, verse 18, I will raise up for them a prophet like you, like Musa alayhi salam, from among their brethren, and I will put my words in his mouth. It's a very beautiful expression. I will put my words in his mouth. That means he is not going to say the words because of he has read some books or this and that. Nah, the word came to his mouth. So Jibreel says, read, and he says, read. Although he says, I'm not a reader, so gave him the word. So I'll put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him. And so Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very much like Musa alayhi salam. I will raise up a prophet among them like you, like Musa alayhi salam. And so there's a lot of resemblance between Musa alayhi salam and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But you'll find that many Christians, they say this is prophecy about Isa alayhi salam, not about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Although there are a lot of differences between Musa alayhi salam and Isa alayhi salam. Of course, they are all prophets of Allah, so they are similarities. But at the same time, more similarities between Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam and Musa alayhi salam. Inna arsalna ilaykum rasoolan shahidan alaykum kama arsalna ila fir'auna rasoola. Allah says in the Quran that we are sending you a messenger who is a witness towards you, as we sent to Fir'aun a messenger. And who was sent to Fir'aun? Musa alayhi salam. So the Quran has mentioned in several places the resemblance of Musa alayhi salam and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his birth, Musa alayhi salam's birth, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, both natural births. Isa alayhi salam was born in a miraculous way. His mother was not married. His mother was a virgin. So, the birth of Rasulullah. Musa alayhi salam brings law, the Sharia. Isa alayhi salam has hikmah, wisdom. Not much rules, only wisdom there in the teachings of Isa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam was a statesman. He liberated his people. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was a statesman, liberated the people. Musa alayhi salam is to challenge the Pharaoh and others, challenge that. And he took his people out from the land. Rasulullah made the hijrah from Makkah to Medina, established a state. And then Musa alayhi salam died natural death. And Rasulullah died natural death. While Isa alayhi salam, the people tried to kill him. And so he was raised up. So you have many similarities between Musa alayhi salam's life and Rasulullah salam's life. Of course, Isa alayhi salam and Musa alayhi salam are the same rules they follow, same Sharia they followed, same message they followed. So there's similarities from that side as well. So here you see that I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brethren. So it's not said from among them, but said from among their brethren. So who are the brethren of Bani Israel? The brethren of Bani Israel are Bani Ismail. And I'll put up my words, I'll put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command you. Command him. And Ummi means illiterate. After receiving the book, they did not read it like illiterates, and had no idea about the message of the book, except their own false desires and conjectures, not real knowledge. فويل للذين يكتبون الكتاب بأيديهم فويل للذين يكتبون الكتاب بأيديهم ثم يقولون هذا من عند الله ليشتروا به ثمنا قليلا فويل لهم مما كتبت أيديهم وويل لهم مما يكسبون وقالوا لن تمسنا النار إلا أياما معدودة قل اتخذتم عند الله عهدا فلن يخلف الله عهده وام تقولون على الله ما لا تعلمون بلى من كسب سيئة وأحاطت به خطيئته فأولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أولئك أصحاب الجنة هم فيها خالدون. Then woe to those who write the book with their own hands and then say, this is from Allah, so that they may sell it for a small price. Woe to them for what their hands do write, and woe to them for what they earn. And they say, the fire shall not touch us but for a few numbered of days. Say, have you taken a promise from Allah? For He never breaks His promise. Or is it that you say of Allah what you do not know? Nay, whosoever earns evil and his evil surrounds him, such are the people of the fire, and they shall be in it forever. But those who have faith and work righteousness, they are the people of garden. They shall abide in it forever. So sometimes they used to change the words, tahrif, or write something and they say, this is from Allah. So corrupt words, corrupt things, present it as message of Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, woe to those who write, change the words and then write by their own hand whatever they like to write, and they say hadha min indillah, so that they could propagate their ideas and get some material benefits. So woe to them whatever they write and whatever they would earn from that. And then also another thing that came is the idea that we shall not be in the hellfire. They say that because we are of this community or that community. لَنْ تَمَسَّنَ النَّارُ إِلَّا أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَةً. Only for a few days. And either we will not be suffering in the hell or we suffer only for a few days. Because say, how do you know that? Have you taken a promise from Allah? Did Allah tell you that this was going to happen? And Allah will not break His promise, or you are saying things that you do not know. أَمْ تَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. So Allah says, Bala. No. Anybody who will do evil, and this evil becomes his life, his style. It surrounds him from right and left, from front, from behind, everywhere. The whole life is life of evil. And doing bad things, and no repentance, and no faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the proper way, shirk. بَلَا مَنْ كَسَبَ وَأَحَاتَتْ بِهِ خَطِيَةً إِحَاتَ. The khatiya, the sin is surrounding. They are the people of hell. They will not go to Jannah. The only people who will go to Jannah are الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Those who believe and do good deeds. They try to do good deeds. Iman and amal salih, that is the one that will take the people to Jannah. أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ. أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ and أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ. هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. So they are people who are surrounded by evil in their life and no repentance, no goodness, nothing, then they will go to hell. Like Ashab al-Nari, hum fiha khalidun. But then there are those who do Iman and Amal Saleh. Doesn't mean that they are perfect, because nobody is perfect. People make mistakes, but at least they are not surrounded by evil. The evil is not from all over. Evil has not become their way of life. Rather, they are people of faith, Iman, and they fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they try to do the best. And any time they make mistake, they repent, make tawbah. So all of this is, and the Quran emphasizes that thing. He said that you must have no shirk and then ikhlas in the amal. That the Quran says, man amila salihan wala... those who do the righteous deeds, وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا, and does not do any shirk in the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's Iman and Amal Salih. And that Iman and Amal Salih will take the people to Jannah. أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ. So it's good to see that where the Quran says who are the people of Jannah and who are the people of the hell. People of Jannah are not a tribe. People are not Jannah, some people who have a particular label. People of Jannah are not people who have some particular dress. People of Jannah are those who are the people of Iman, people of faith, and those who do good things. And in a similar way, the people of hell are not because of they belong to this tribe or this religion or that religion. No. Because they deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do shirk. And they do not do the right things. The Quran has mentioned the qualities of the people of Jannah and the qualities of the people of hell. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the people of Jannah and save us from the hellfire. Alright, so we have a few minutes. To understand, we have sacrifice at Eid al-Adha, we do that, sacrifice. Simple rules are there. Yes, your sacrificial animal should not have any obvious defect. And also age is also mentioned, about the age of the lamb or the age of the cow. But it's not too complicated, simple. So if the ear is cut, or if there is the tail is missing, something like that, then you should not do that. Otherwise, it's any good, healthy animal, you should make sacrifice for that. But it's not, one should not go on and saying that, no, you have that. Like some people, nowadays, during at Eid al-Adha, they sell. There's lamb or cow, it's very expensive. And they raise them up and they put them very special jewels into their ears and all kind of things that they do that. And say, this is for 10,000 rupees and they say 20,000 rupees in different places. That's the making things hard and difficult for the people. There's a lot of poor people cannot do that. Marikala ji. I didn't understand. What did you say?
Excessive argument.
Correct. Yeah, then too much. Getting into too much quarrel. That's why Akbar Allahabadi said, "Mazhabi bahas maine ki hi nahi, faltu aqal mujhme thi hi nahi." Some people have faltu aqal, faltu time. They have a waste of time. It's a waste of your mind, your brain, for doing until all this complication, jidal.
It should be avoided.
Allah SWT will tell you.
Left it is the decision of my Allah.
Exactly.
Allah is the judge.
Alhamdulillah. System. Good. Very good. Alhamdulillah.
About the complication of the things, in our community, a lot of people make things haram without any knowledge.
Yeah, it has to be. I mean, it's very serious. Do not call and just wala taqulu lima tasifu al-sinatukum hadha halal wa hadha haram. Just by your tongue idea again, hey, haram, haram. That's very difficult. I mean, some people they make very easy judgment. Haram, brother, this is haram, this brother. Why you say it's haram? It's not. And similarly, of course, don't say, take it very casually, say it's halal. It's okay, everything is halal. So there are some people, for them, they make everything halal. And there are some who are making everything haram. So, yes, there are some halal, some haram, but you have to have rules for that. The proof for that. So some dalil for that. Allah says, وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَا تَصِفُ وَالْسَنَتُكُمُ الْكَذِبُ هَذَا حَلَالٌ وَهَذَا حَرَامٌ. And do not say as if telling a lie, that this is haram, this is halal. And follow the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنًا فِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ رَبَّنَا فَاغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَكَفِّرْ عَنَّا سَيِّئَاتِنَا وَتَوَفَّنَا مَعَ الْأَبْرَارِ صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين.